Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We are back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I'm excited about having Pierce and Jane Howard back on the show with us. Pierce and Jane are the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. They own a company called Syntax, Center for Applied Cognitive Studies. Pierce is the author of a book called, that you might have seen also, called The Owner's Manual for the Brain. And they're our good friends. They help us to make sure that, that we understand how personality plays a part in how successful or possibly unsuccessful we are. And we're going to get them to talk to us about that right now. Pierce and Jane Howard, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Hi, guys. Hi, Pierce. Hi, Jane. It's good to have you back, as always. It's good. It's always one of the things I look forward to is to continuing our series on this topic of personality. And one of the things you guys, I know you guys want to talk about today is, Jane, something you call twofers, threefers, and fourfers. Now, what do you mean by that?
That's right, Jim. Oftentimes, those of us with small businesses don't have the luxury that larger companies have of hiring one person for one specific kind of job. And based on the personality research, it's pretty easy to figure out what kind of a person we need and what job. But oftentimes, our dilemma is that we need one person to do two kinds of jobs or three kinds of jobs or even four kinds of jobs. And so, given that, who do we hire? Who do we look for? And that's what we'd like to discuss with you and your listeners this morning.
One of the things that I say all the time, the way I say that around here, Jane and Pierce, and you may have heard me say this before, is small business owners have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on.
Exactly.
And, you know, and you're right about the big companies. You know, when I work with big companies, you know, you'll talk to them about over the last, you know, 30-plus years when I talk to them about different projects and different assignments, you know, I've said, well, now, you know, I guess I need to talk to Roy about this, you know, and because I know Roy's in charge of marketing or whatever, and they'll say, oh, no, Roy's in charge of marketing to people in yellow houses.
That's right.
We're probably going to be also focusing on people in blue houses, and we have a whole new division for people who live in blue houses. And, you know, and you know, in a small business, it'd be the same person. It was also the person who, you know, gets the trucks out or something. And but big businesses have a lot of, they have layers of people, and we don't have layers, do we, Pierce?
No, in fact, a book came out about 10 or 15 years ago called Guerrilla Marketing. I don't know if you saw it.
Absolutely. Tell us who the...
I don't remember the author.
I'll say J. Conrad Levinson.
The concept was that the larger companies can put a dollar for advertising and a dollar for a promotion and a dollar for this and a dollar for that. But the small company, $1 has to do multiple purposes.
Right.
And that's what they call guerrilla marketing, similar to a special forces soldier who has to do multiple jobs. A special forces soldier might be a first aid person and a radio person and a gun toter, all three in one.
Right.
Whereas in the larger army, each person just does one job typically.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're thinking in terms of twofers, threefers, and fourfers, how in a small company we often need to think of, when we hire one person, we need to consider what the multiple jobs are that they're going to be doing and what that tells us about the traits that we need to look for in that person.
Well, and, you know, Jane, as you know, and as the audience knows, in the past we've talked about using the five-factor model for making sure that if you need an accountant, you don't hire somebody who should have been a salesperson. Or if you need a manager, you don't hire somebody who should have been doing something else. And but now you're saying we need to maybe do a little more fine-tuning, a little more nuanced search.
That's
and
right.
Find people who can do multiple things.
That's absolutely true. we, as a small business ourselves, we have to think about that daily, and we've added 2 new people to our staff in just recent months, and so as we have added those jobs on, we've had to think, what are those the duties that those people are going to be doing, and can we get more bang for our buck by paying attention to what their personality traits look like in putting them into these jobs?
Right, exactly. We're going to take a break in just a few seconds, and when we come back, I want you to help us do this, because this is going to take, this is, folks, what we're doing here is this is a little more fine-tuning on making sure that we hire the right people, because Pierce and Jane are exactly right. We've got to be able to find the people that can divert from doing some accounting to answering the phone, maybe talking to a customer. We all have to do that, don't we? 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back with Pierce and Jane Howard. Back, it's 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard, the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Jane, why don't you give us your website, please?
Sure, Jim. Our website is www.syntax.com, and syntax is spelled C-E-N-T-A-C-S. It stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
Okay, syntax.com, and you'll find lots of things there. You guys actually, Pierce, you have some opportunities to take a personality test there too, don't you, on your website?
Absolutely.
Well, how does that work?
Well, if anyone would like a free trial of the Workplace Big Five profile, all they need to do is to either email or telephone our office, and we'll set them up.
All right, just check. Check that out when you get a chance. Let's get back into our discussion about the 2-1s, 3-1s, and 4-1s. This sounds like, to some people, Jane, this almost sounds like something that's undoable. How do we find people who will do all, how do we find enough people who will do lots of different things? It's not impossible, is it?
It's not impossible, Jim, but what we need to know, first of all, is what that individual job that we need done involves. And so we need to profile the jobs and figure out what are the personality traits that will enable people to do those jobs well. One example might be what we need with somebody doing our bookkeeping. That's frequently one of the first kinds of jobs that a small business owner will line someone up to be able to do for them. And when we're thinking about that person, there's some very specific traits that we want to have in mind with regard to how that person will manage our books, how they'll pay our bills, send out our invoices if need be, handle our credit card processing, any of those kinds of tasks.
Well, but then we also have to find that person. We also want to ask that person, will you answer the phone when it rings? When you see a customer on the counter, will you go up and work the counter, right?
That may be true, but it may be that we could better use that person in packaging, in processing orders. Chances are somebody who's going to be really good with books might be a little more introverted.
Right.
And so they may not be comfortable in that more of that sales role.
So when you're saying multiple jobs, you don't mean all across the board. You mean multiple jobs in sort of a little more of a vertical way. Is that right, Pierce?
Well, let's give a classic case. Let's say you need to hire one person, and that person needs to spend part of their time as a receptionist, and the other part of the time they need to spend it as a bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first question you need to ask yourself is, what percent of the time, on average, is going to be spent? If 80% is going to be spent as a receptionist and 20% as a bookkeeper, then you hire one kind of person. If it's 80% as a bookkeeper and 20% as a receptionist, it's another kind of person. If it's 50%, it's yet a third kind of person.
Huh.
So let me give you an example. We know from the research that your best receptionist is going to be more extroverted, more outgoing, a meeter and greeter, warm and enthusiastic, hail fellow well met. Whereas your ideal bookkeeper is going to be more of the strong silent type, more introverted. They don't want lots of stimulation. They like it quiet. They don't like to be where the action is. Now, those are two opposite sets of qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, each human being is capable of both. I'm capable of both. But we have a different proportion the way we're put together. Some people prefer more extroverted activity and less introverted. Some like more introverted and less extroverted. Some like a balance of both. So if you want somebody who is going to be a receptionist and a bookkeeper and who needs to spend 50% of their time in both roles, you need to find somebody who scores in the middle range on extroversion.
Mm-hmm.
So they like half the day meeting and greeting, but the other half of the day they like it solitary and looking at the details.
And this is based on the five-factor model that folks that you'll find in the book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, and also... Jane, I'm sure there's some information on your website that they can find out about the five-factor model as well, right?
Absolutely, Jim. We've got a very long article that we've written that's on the website that helps explain what all the traits mean.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have employees, heck, if you don't even have any employees, if you're breathing and you deal with people who are breathing, go to their website and read that article. I promise
you. Called the Big Five Quick Start.
The Big Five Quick Start, okay. I promise you, if you will read that article, your IQ about dealing with people, about hiring people, about managing people, about the people who frustrate you, that you can't understand why they won't do what you want them to do, or you can't understand why they behave the way they behave, or they react to you the way that they react, or the way you react to them. If you're having any of those things, or if you'd like to just learn more about how to find the right people, put the square pegs in the square holes, and the round pegs and the round holes. If you'd like to know more about that, do yourself a favor. It costs you nothing. Go to the website. I'm going to get Jane to give it to us again and read that article. I'm telling you, when I understood the five-factor model, which Pierce and Jane have taught me, when I came to understand that, it really changed the way I think about a lot of different things with regard to dealing with other human beings. Jane, give us that website one more time. I want them to be able to read that article.
www.syntax.com.
And I'll get off my soapbox in just a minute, folks. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. We'll be right back. More to come with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard.
With black hair, little blind man.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Pierce and Jane Howard, the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And folks, please learn about the five-factor model. Please. I said I was going to get off my soapbox, but I guess I'm not. Hopefully you can see by now that I think this is important. Because, Jane, small business owners have so many things to do, and not enough people nor enough capital to do it. You know, it's, as my audience has heard me say, and maybe you have too, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. All you got to do is say small business. It's the same thing.
That's right.
And you guys know about that. I know about that. My audience knows about that. And so the thing is we don't have a lot of extra money. We don't have extra people. So we got to make sure that, Pierce, that when we turn a screw, when we take a step, when we make a motion, it's got to accomplish multiple things in that motion, doesn't it, Pierce?
Yes, and we also need to know that when we expect an employee to perform two different tasks that require different resources, that we need to understand what's happening with that individual. We were talking about bookkeeping and receptionist duties earlier. Maybe you've got somebody that is doing inside sales and who's doing some product assembly. The same thing would true there. You need a more outgoing person for the inside sales and a more sort of solitary retiring person to do the assembly work. And if it's going to be about 50-50 of their time spent in both activities, then you need to hire somebody who scores in the middle on extroversion. However, if you have somebody who is more extroverted, who scores a 60 or a 70 on a 100-point scale, they're going to tend to prefer the outside sales work or the inside sales work, and they're going to tend to be more error-prone on the assembly work.
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to do as a manager is, A, understand that and accept it and not blame them for being more extroverted, and figuring out what precautions you can take to catch their errors or to prevent the errors.
Jane, is it possible to find somebody who's good at everything? I mean, you know, some not only they got a good attitude, but they're an excellent accountant, but also they're wonderful with customers. Is it possible? Where's that person on the scale?
They're not there.
You're going to look long and hard.
Well, let's put it another way. That person is there, but they are not there all the time.
Yeah.
One person might be equally good at sales and equally good at bookkeeping, but their day needs to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
If they're doing sales the entire day, you're going to wear them out if they're also good at bookkeeping. So it needs to be 50-50.
Part of it's figuring out how much customer contact a typical person's going to have during the day, sort of tracking the amount of time to get spent in the two different activities.
And one of the things that I'd like to ask you is, I mean, when I hire people, I look for two primary things, and I look for this before experience. I want somebody who's smart, and I want somebody with a good attitude. If you don't have a good attitude, then you're going to make a lot of unhappy people in a small business. You're going to be unhappy in a small business. My question is, what does a good attitude look like on your 5.5 five-factor model?
It depends on the good attitude towards what.
Yeah.
If you want a bookkeeper, then you're talking about a good attitude constitutes accepting solitary work and enjoying solitary work. And that's a whole different attitude from being in inside sales, where you've got to be gregarious and hail fellow well met and cheerful.
And smile a lot.
When I say good attitude, though, I'm not talking about being happy all the time. I'm talking about somebody who when I ask them, if I say, I know you're an accountant, but I need you to help out with wrapping these packages, I need you to help out with taking this to the post office, I need you to help out with answering the phone today or whatever, and they say, okay, no problem.
Yeah, that is a general matter. That's associated with a trait we call A, accommodation. A person who scores high on A tends to be more accommodating. You ask them to do something, they'll do it. They want to please you. The problem with that over the long term is that if they really don't like doing it, if it doesn't fit other traits of theirs,
right,
they may hold it in, and over time it can do some health damage.
Well, and that's a good point, and what you want to do is you want to make sure you don't take advantage of their accommodation. And I think that's a good one. Folks, hopefully
do everything you want to for 10 years, but all of a sudden you're going to have ulcers or
right.
high blood pressure or something. You got a problem on your hands.
All of a sudden they quit and you don't know why. Pearson, yep. Jane, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us understand personalities a lot better today than we did yesterday. Good job, both of you. Pearson, Jane Howard, ladies and gentlemen, the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.